Welcome to Virtually Free, the podcast for VA service providers and digital entrepreneurs who want to scale their business in a way that aligns with their lifestyle values and goals. It's time to work smarter, not harder. Let's do this. Welcome to Virtually Free. You are listening to episode number 4. And look, if you are tired of flying by the seat of your leggings and want your business to actually support your life, not drain it, this episode is going to be perfect for you because we're talking all things system, structure, and the kind of growth that no one's teaching you on Instagram. So most VAs wait too long to build out business structure, then hit burnout or get stuck. We see this happening time and time again, VAs and online service providers becoming fully booked, stuck in constant client work, but haven't taken the time to build the back end of their business. They don't have systems or structure, and they are in the weeds doing everything manually. And let's be real here, structure equals scalability, because you wouldn't build a house on vibes, right? Your business needs a foundation to build upon. And that foundation is your offers, your weekly schedule, and your client processes. When you don't have structure, here's what you might be noticing. Every client feels like starting from scratch. Maybe you're rewriting onboarding emails, hunting for past processes in your Google or OneDrive, and wasting so much of your time. You are answering messages at all times of the day and night, squeezing in calls whenever they want, and suddenly you're building your entire week around other people's wants and needs, other people's priorities. Instead of planning ahead, you're noticing that you are constantly putting out fires. You wake up already behind, feeling flustered before the day even begins. Or maybe you just notice that you're doing a lot, but it's not actually the tasks that are moving your business forward. So you're sort of stuck on this, what I would call like a hamster wheel, and it feels exhausting. Well, look, I'm not here to just tell you about why it's not working. I wanted to break down 5 key areas that I always recommend my clients focus on when it comes to structuring their business. And the first area is a client onboarding and offboarding process. Okay, because having this repeatable system that runs quietly in the background, it might be Dubsado, or you might even create this and build it out through Notion, Trello, or even a simple Google Doc. Keeping it simple but consistent is going to be key here. Because the thing is, when you are growing, you do not have time to manually send contracts or manually send welcome emails or manually send feedback forms every single time, okay? Because you're already busy. That stuff needs to be automated or templated to make your life so much easier. Think about creating like a branded welcome packet with frequently asked questions, communication, boundaries, and your expectations so that you're setting that out from the get-go. Think about also creating like pre-scheduled check-in emails and off-boarding surveys, or maybe even a template library for proposals, invoices, client emails that actually save time and keep your brand consistent. The second area that I wanted to dive into is your weekly workflow. So this looks like assigning days for different types of works, looks like admin days or CEO days or even client work days. So in our mastermind, we do monthly content planning sessions and we plan out regular CEO time every single, like bi-monthly actually. I'm really big on time blocking too because it literally changed the game for me. I do not know how I did all the things back in the day as a nap-trapped mum before I started time blocking. When I implemented it, I knew exactly what I was doing with each block of time and I actually got so much more done with less time available. Here's what this might actually look like for you. Monday morning, 9 till 11. Client communications and diving into your inbox. 11 till 12 is your admin, so updating project boards or sending invoices or preparing for the week. Tuesday, 9 till 12 is deep client work, so there's no meetings, nothing in your calendar that's going to distract you during that time on Tuesday. Wednesday, 10 till 12, is discovery call availability or client check-ins. 1 till 2 is that CEO hour where you're reviewing finances. Maybe you're looking at your Instagram or your social media metrics. Okay. Thursday, 9 till 11. Maybe that's the time where you're batching content for your own socials or client accounts. 11 till 12 could be training, personal development, or catching up on replays. All right. Now, of course, this is going to look so different for every person and their circumstances and commitments, but you get the gist of what I'm saying here. You might also decide to block things out like nap time work windows if you're a parent, school drop-off or pick-up buffers, no call days to actually stay focused, and CEO days once a month for the big picture stuff, the deep strategy work. I see people even block out time for things like their daily walk, meal prep, or an actual lunch break. Wild, I know. The point isn't to be rigid, okay? It's actually to know where you're spending your time. That's how you protect your energy and capacity and stop feeling pulled in like 50 different directions every day. The other area that I wanted to touch on when it comes to your business structure is your communication boundaries. I cannot stress the importance of setting this up early. Having a centralized hub will save your sanity, I promise you. This might look like WhatsApp, Slack, or Voxer for on-the-go or urgent messages. Now, I recommend to have one, not be active in all three for all different clients. If you can put them in the one system, that is going to make your life so much easier. So those could be for urgent messages and then email for anything more in-depth or project-related. Here's what I want you to remember, though, that you train your clients how to communicate with you. So making it clear and sticking to those boundaries are going to be so, so important. Here are some other things to consider, like adding your response time to your welcome packet or email signature. You could even have like templated replies for when clients message you outside of hours, or setting office hours in your calendar so you're not always on call. If you do want to take time out, on the school holidays or over Christmas, really communicating that from the get-go and also including that in your communication material. The other area I wanted to dive into on today's episode regarding business structure is ingoings and outgoings. So I know finances can feel really intimidating, and I must put a disclaimer here. I am by no means a financial planner or accountant, and I always recommend personalized advice to seek out those professionals. But even if you start with a simple spreadsheet, you need to be tracking income and expenses. Because as a business owner, like tracking your numbers is not even just for the ATO at tax time, but it's actually how you can make smarter decisions. So as an example, if one service is making up 80% of your revenue, double down on that. Like imagine if you were not tracking your numbers and noticed that an income stream was actually losing you money. If you are spending hundreds a month on subscriptions you don't use, cut that fat and invest it in other areas that are going to contribute to your growth. You want to hire help? Look at your numbers and know exactly what you can afford, not just what you hope will work out. You can also be setting up a money day once a week or once a month to review these invoices, payments, and expenses. And if you are a little bit further along, you might use tools like Xero or QuickBooks or MyHub as well to track that cash flow. And I know if there's any financial bookkeepers that are listening to this show, I know that a lot of the accountants and financial specialists love the Xero and those bigger sophisticated platforms. In saying that, if you are just starting, you don't need to feel so overwhelmed with that. But if you are further along and more established, you're working with many clients, I highly recommend to have a Xero, a QuickBooks, or a MyHub. Because when you know your numbers, you stop guessing and you start leading, okay? And the final area to focus on when it comes to your business structure is Office Suite and Service Suite. And this is a wild card. And you might be thinking, how are my offers part of my business structure? And look, the way I see it, this is what shapes how your time, pricing, and delivery work behind the scenes. Because a well-structured Office Suite is going to mean you know exactly what you offer, you know exactly what that price point is, and you know exactly who you are marketing for. You are not custom creating everything from scratch every time someone inquires. Like, I remember back in my writing days before I had set package prices, I used to do this. And again, I was working a couple of hours a day around my son and at nights and a couple of weekends. So I did not have time to be manually creating everything from scratch. Okay. A well-structured offer suite also means that clients have this clear path to work with you. So you might have like a one-off session to retainer packages to ongoing growth support. And an example here could be you have one signature offer and including those clear deliverables, timelines, and boundaries around that. Making sure that you are reviewing your offers quarterly. And I say quarterly, with a lot of data checking, because often if you are reviewing data before that 90-day period, you just don't have enough of it to make those data-driven business decisions, okay? But you could be asking yourself questions like, is this offer, is this service actually lighting me up? Is it profitable from looking at those numbers? Is it scalable, okay? When your offers are structured, you're not just making money, you are making it in a way that works for you long term. So after today's episode, if you are realizing your business is a little too vibe based and not as structured, that's okay. Pick one area to focus on this week. Maybe that's mapping your client onboarding steps. Maybe it's starting a time blocked schedule. Maybe it's opening up a Google Sheet and tracking your March income, or investing in one of those sophisticated accounting systems, or maybe it's finally packaging that service that you've been offering ad hoc for months. But whatever it is, take action today, all right? Look, that's it from me. I hope you got a lot out of this episode. Would love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep building your business on your terms. Thank you for listening to the Virtually Free podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would so appreciate you leaving a review or sharing it with a friend. You can stay connected with me over on Instagram at ashleythomas.vacoach, or check out my website ashleythomas.com.au about all the ways that I can support you in your business. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep building a business that works for you.